No group of worker in this area is as vulnerable to threatened government cuts as our federal workers. And here to help us understand this complex issue, Francis Rose joins us from federalnewsradio.com, our sister station. Which federal workers are most vulnerable when the end of the month comes and sequestration could begin?
The most vulnerable right now are the civilian employees at the Pentagon. President Obama has already blocked off the military, the uniform military, so they don't have to worry about sequestration. Won't affect them at all. So right now, it's the civilian employees at DOD, and then right behind them, it would be the employees at other federal agencies, because we're still waiting to see what their plans will look like. The Defense Department's already said furloughs are possible for civilian employees at their agency.
Is it the same in other agencies? Furloughs coming for the civilian employees?
Well, we don't know yet. The Office of Management and Budget is telling the agencies to plan, but it hasn't given them explicit guidance yet about how to do it. So once they say this is how we want you to do it, then the civilian agencies will be able to make those determinations.
We've heard that some federal agencies might not be able to operate 24 hours a day, including the weather service, you know, and might have to shut down on a sunny day rather than operate. Is this true?
Well, it's possible. At this point, what we're trying to figure out is how many of these potential cuts are serious and how many of them are planned as part of sequestration and how many of them are just warning shots fired in the air. You've heard the term Washington Monument cuts, where the Park Service will say, well, if we don't get the budget that we need, we'll have to close down. And then when all of your constituents come to Washington, try to go to the Washington Monument, it won't be open. This is the same idea. And there are a lot of people who are following this that think that some of the things that agencies are talking about, as you alluded to, Mike, are these kind of warning flares, that this is the kind of thing we're thinking about, and this is a really good reason for you, Mr. or Ms. Congressman or woman, to find a solution to this fast.
Are the agency heads all pretty much resigned to the fact that sequestration is likely to kick in?
I would say apprehensive is probably a better word than resigned. There's still a possibility that this can be fixed. There's still a possibility that Congress will do something about it. What is interesting to me is the dramatic difference this time around as compared to the January 1st deadline was, at that time, the agencies and OMB, the Office of Management and Budget, were saying, we're not preparing for this. We're confident Congress will fix this. This time, it's a whole different thing, and it's red lights everywhere. Make sure you're ready. This is going to happen. We think this time it's for real. So it's the approach more than anything that is giving people that are paying close attention to this a lot of pause.
Now, we have been told as many as 200,000 government contracting jobs could be on the line as a consequence of this. Many of them would be in Virginia, Northern Virginia. Some would be in suburban Maryland. What impact would that have, say, on the Department of Defense if these defense contractors who fix things, who make parts for things that needed to operate, if they weren't in play, if they weren't on the job?
Well, that's another thing that's hard to predict, Mike, because the potential impact here is twofold. Sequestration is the first thing, and that's an across-the-board budget cut. But everybody pretty much, to use the word resigned, Bruce, is resigned to the fact the federal budget's going to get smaller in the foreseeable future one way or the other. The issue is how. The issue is, do we do it with sequestration where the budget cuts are across the board, or do we do it in a way that Congress directs that's more a fiscal slide rather than a cliff, is the term that some people are using. In that scenario, Mike, it's possible that the agencies could use a technique called reprogramming, which essentially is you can move money from this box or this pot to that box or that pot. In that case, then really everything's up in the air if reprogramming is a possibility, because the agency would have a lot more autonomy to decide what do they really need to keep and what do they really need to cut.